Did you know you can opt out of winter? With Vrbo, save up to $1,500 for booking a month-long stay. When thousands of sunny homes are waiting for you, why subject yourself to the cold? Put the snow shovel down, put the parka back in the closet, and don't you dare scrape another windshield. Slip into some flip-flops, consider a sunless tan, and use the monthly stays filter to save up to $1,500. Book your warm getaway at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. You know that feeling when you're about to nail a presentation, but your inner critic starts throwing shade? Or maybe you're working towards a big goal, but suddenly doubt creeps in like an unwelcome guest. Yeah, I've been there too. But guess what? We can kick that negative self-talk to the curb and build some serious confidence. Today, we're diving deep into overcoming those pesky voices in our heads that tell us we're not good enough or capable of achieving our dreams. Because let's be real, sometimes our own minds are our biggest obstacles. But fear not, because by understanding how negative self-talk works and adopting a few simple stoic practices, we can silence those doubts and unleash our true potential. First up, recognize the beast. You gotta know your enemy, right? Negative self-talk is often based on past experiences, insecurities, or even societal pressures. It's like that old record skipping on repeat, playing the same limiting beliefs over and over again. The key is to become aware of those thoughts when they pop up. Don't judge them, just observe them like clouds passing by in the sky. Once you identify them, you can start to challenge their validity. Next, reframe those negative thoughts. Instead of letting those pesky voices define you, try turning them around. If you hear I can't do this, ask yourself, what evidence supports that? What are some things I've already accomplished? Focus on your strengths and past successes to build a foundation of confidence. Remember, our minds are incredibly powerful, and we can choose what thoughts we allow to dominate our thinking. Now, let's get practical. One of my favorite stoic exercises is journaling. When those negative self-talk monsters strike, write them down. Get it all out on paper. Then take a step back and analyze those thoughts. Are they truly rational? Is there another way to look at the situation? Journaling helps you gain perspective and identify patterns in your thinking. Another powerful tool is visualization. Imagine yourself succeeding in that presentation, acing that exam, or achieving that goal you've been striving for. See yourself confidently navigating challenges and celebrating your wins. Visualization helps rewire your brain to believe in your own abilities. It's like practicing in your mind before the real thing. Finally, remember that progress is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs along the way. Be kind to yourself, celebrate small victories, and learn from setbacks. Remember, everyone experiences self-doubt at times. It's how we handle those doubts that define us. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? Like your mind is playing a constant loop of I can't, I won't, or it's not going to work. You know that feeling when you're about to take a leap, but fear holds you back? Picture this. You're on the verge of asking for that promotion, pitching your big idea, or finally trying out for that audition. But then, boom. Negative self-talk slams into you like a freight train. It whispers doubts, throws up roadblocks, and makes you question everything. Well, I'm here to tell you, you don't have to let those voices control your life. Just imagine this. You're walking into that meeting, that audition, or that big presentation with a newfound sense of calm and confidence. Those doubts still might pop up, but you know how to handle them. You acknowledge them, then gently redirect your focus to the positive. You visualize success, tap into your strengths, and remember all those times you've overcome challenges before. That's the power of stoic principles. They equip us with practical tools to navigate life's inevitable ups and downs. They help us build resilience, embrace challenges, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. Remember, we're all works in progress. But by being aware of our thoughts, challenging negative beliefs, and practicing stoic techniques, we can transform those self-doubt monsters into stepping stones on the path to success. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and conquer your fears. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Alright, listeners, that's a wrap for today's episode. Take a moment to reflect on those key takeaways, recognizing negative self-talk, reframing those thoughts, journaling, visualizing success, and remembering that progress is a journey. Now, I want to hear from you. What strategies have helped you overcome negative self-talk? Share your stories and insights in the comments below or tag us on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and build a community of confident individuals who support each other along the way. And as always, remember to subscribe to Calm and Confident for daily doses of inspiration and practical advice to help you live a more fulfilling life. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.